And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 23rd of May, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet Jane Kenyon, born Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1947. Lived with the poet Donald Hall, her husband, in New Hampshire. Lived there until her untimely death of leukemia at the age of 47. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Goodnight Moon, Margaret Wise Brown, born Brooklyn, 1910. She believed that kids would rather read about things in their own world than fairy tales and fables. Wrote nearly 100 picture books under several pen names. She was a lovely blonde, had green eyes, a little eccentric, lived on the Upper East Side of New York. At one time, she dated Juan Carlos, the Prince of Spain. When she was 42, she met James Stillman Rockefeller, Jr. He was 26. They were engaged to be married when Margaret Wise Brown died suddenly. She'd had surgery a few weeks before. She was kicking up her leg like a can-can dancer to show her doctor how good she felt, and the kick dislodged a blood clot in her leg, which went to her heart and killed her. She had no children of her own. She left the royalties for most of her books to a 9-year-old neighbor boy, Albert Clark. It came to about $5 million, which he squandered, spending his life in and out of jail, making a series of bad real estate deals. And it's the birthday of the man who, when studying meteorology, gave birth to what became chaos theory, Edward Norton Lorenz, West Hartford, Connecticut, 1917. He coined the term the butterfly effect, trying to explain how small actions in a dynamic system like the atmosphere could trigger vast and unexpected changes. Here's a poem for today by Ellen Bass entitled French Chocolates. If you have your health, you have everything, is something that's said to cheer you up when you come home early and find your lover arched over a stranger in a scarlet thong. Or it could be you lose your job at Happy Nails because you can't stop smudging the stars on those 10 teeny American flags. I don't begrudge you your extravagant vitality. May it blossom like a cherry tree. May the petals of your cardiovascular excellence and the accordion polka of your lungs sweeten the mornings of your loneliness. But for the ill, for you with nerves that fire like a rusted-out burner on an old barbecue, with bones brittle as spun sugar, with a migraine hammering like a blacksmith in the flaming forge of your skull, may you be spared from friends who say, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And ask what gifts being sick has brought you. May they just keep their mouths shut and give you French chocolates and daffodils and maybe a small original Matisse. Say, open window, couleur, so you can look out at the boats floating on the dappled pink water. A poem by Ellen Bass, French Chocolates, from her collection Like a Beggar, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists, that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.